Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Tes, and we are at the Mishnah, four lines from the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibodol L'chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. And as a Schus Refu Shalema, Favadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Malkah Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Bas Yehudis Rechel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malkah, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Feger Rochel, Baruch ben Rachel, Chaya Malka bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava bas Hashana, Simcha Yaakov ben Bluma, Tzipora Anael bas Rachel Nechama, Ezra Avram ben Sahava, Mariam Gittel, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas, Doiv Berel ben Reb Yaakov David. So we're at the Mishnah, four lines from the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we're continuing to discuss the halachos of the mitzvah of Re'iyah, specifically the karbonos that a yid had to bring when he was oil regel, specifically the Shalmei Chagiga. So there's a well-known halacha. This is something that's mentioned in many places in Shas, and that is that although a person, lekatchila, was supposed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga on the first day Yontif, but if he didn't bring it the first day Yontif, he was able to make it up during one of the other days of Yontif. Meaning there was a din tashlumen as it relates to the Shalmei Chagiga. Tashlumen is a concept that you find in many different areas in halacha, most notably halacha l'maisa. If somebody doesn't daven mincha, so he could daven two mairivs. One is the mairiv that he's obligated to daven, and the other one would be tfilas tashlumen, making up for the mincha that he missed. We're going to see in today's daf a few more obscure applications of the concept of tashlumen. But ashenogeya le'inyonenu is that if a person didn't bring the Karban Chagiga on the day that he was supposed to bring it, there was a din tashlumen. So what exactly did the tashlumen mean? Pesach, you're supposed to bring the Chagiga on the first day Pesach. If someone didn't bring the Chagiga on the first day Pesach, he had all 7 days of Pesach to bring the carbon. On Sukkis, you were supposed to bring the carbon Chagiga on the first day Sukkis. If a person did not bring the carbon Chagiga on the first day Sukkis, he was able to bring it all day Sukkis. Not just that, even Shmini Atzeres, which is a chiddush, because Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmai. If it's regel b'fnei atzmai, it's its own yontif. It has nothing to do with Sukkos anymore. Stating that, on Sukkos you can bring it not all 7 days, but rather all 8 days. And even a bigger chiddush, if somebody didn't bring the Karban Chagiga on the first day Shavuos, even though Shavuos is only one day, so the next day is already Nuchshvius, but at the same time, you have 7 days to bring the Karban Chagiga on Shavuos as well. So there's a concept of Tashlumen as it relates to the Shalmei Chagiga. That is going to be the topic of the majority of today's daf. And then as we're going to see, the Gemara is going to digress into some classic Divrei Agadah. So today's daf is really a tale of two dafin. On the one hand, we have some real fest Gemaras with even a little bit of lumdis, Kachem related, and then we're going to have some really, really famous, some really, really light Divrei Agadah. The raid is going to focus on the light Divrei Agadah. The daf is primarily going to focus on the intense lumdus. Zokt, the Mishnah with that hakdom. Mishlei chag b'yontif rishon shel chag. If somebody didn't bring the Karban Chagiga on the first day yontif, he has the entire yontif to make it up. The yontif ha'achon shel chag, and if it's Sukkis, he could even bring it on Shmini Atzeres. And as we mentioned in the introduction, what's the chiddush? Even though Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmai, so you would think it's already another yontif. If it's another yontif, how can I, on the yontif of Shmini Atzeres, make up for the Karban Chagiga that I didn't bring on the yontif of Sukkis? That's the chiddush. Over ha'regel b'leicha. What happens if yontif passed and the person did not bring the Karban Chagiga? Einoi chayev ba'achri yusai. The good news is, he doesn't have to bring the carbon, meaning he's not responsible. At this point, there's nothing he has to do. The bad news is, Rachmanu Litzlan, al zen nemar, it's regarding him that the pasuk says, Me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, v'chesroin lo yuchal lehimanos. The damage that this person did is irreparable, and there's nothing he can do to make it up, meaning it's too late. He had a mitzvah to bring the carbon on the first day Yontif. He blew that. He had a zman of tashlumen. He blew that as well. At this point, it's a day late and a dollar short. Now he's a bechina of me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, the chesroin lo yuchal li'imonis. Reb Shimon ben Menasseh Oimer, here's the digression. Reb Shimon ben Menasseh said, eizeu me'uvas she'en yuchal lihisakin. What's an example of someone that doesn't avera? That the avera is such that there's no way for him to be misakin the avera. So Reb Shimon ben Menasseh said, zehaba lo erva v'hoilad mimeno mamzer. It's referring to somebody that was born in erva, and because of that, when he had a child, the child was a mamzer. If a person does that, that is an avera she'ena yachal lisakin. In other words, Reb Shimon ben Menasseh holds, the way Rashi explains, that if a person just does an avera, even though he has no way technically to repair the avera, but that's not mu'uva she'ena yachal lisakin. Why? Because he can always do tshuva. And tshuva is going to make the avera go away. It's oiker, the avera l'mafreya. As a result, it's not a mu'uvas. That's lo yuchal lisakin. Stating that, there is a time that a person could do an avera where he won't even be able to do tshuva. How so? If a person's born an erva, in the event that a child is born, now that there's a mamzer in the world, how's the person going to do tshuva? And Rashi explains, because Hashem is going to look and say, okay, the person went through the Dalet Chalkei Tshuva, he has charat on the Avar, he made a Kabbalah on the Asid, he did all the things he needs to do in order for it to be tshuva. But at the end of the day, as long as this mamzer is around, and even if he dies, he's in the Olam HaEmes, so the zikaron of the Aveira is always there, and that is going to impact the tshuva. We're going to talk more about this in tomorrow's daf. But said Reb Shimon ben Menasseh, that's what the pasuk means when it says, Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon. Stam a person doesn't have Aveira, even if there's no way for him to undo the Aveira, but there is something called tshuva, and tshuva actually does allow him to undo the Aveira. So when is the person in Me'uvas, she'en yuchal liskon, said Reb Shimon ben Menasseh, that's when a person does an Aveira, something physical is created as a result of the Aveira, something physical that can't go away, that's when the Aveira is such that he can't be misakin it. And Reb Shimon ben Menasseh explained, because im taimer begoyin v'goyzel, if you're going to tell me if someone steals, that should be considered a me'uvas, that's la yuchal liskoin, it's not true. Yachol hu lahachziroi v'yisakin, you could always give the gzela back, meaning every Aveira you could always undo. The one thing you can't undo is if someone's baal ish, asish, v'hoilad mimen or mams. Reb Shimon ben Yechayim said, I have a third definition of what me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin is, and that is ein koyre me'uvas. Reb Shimon ben Yechayim said the word me'uvas only grammatically makes sense. Lemisha haya mesukan betchila. If somebody previously was mesukan v'nes aves, and then he became corrupt, meaning if someone had an opportunity to do something and then he lost that opportunity, it's very sad. But at the same time, it's not me'uvas. Me'uvas doesn't mean you could have brought the carbon chagiga and then you made a mistake. You didn't do it. You even missed the Zman Tashlumin. As a result, you didn't bring the Karmel Chagiga. That's a lost opportunity. Chaval al da'avnin v'lo mishtachin. But the word me'uvas doesn't mean that. Ein koirin me'uvas, ela l'misha haya mesukim betchila. Which means there was someone that had something, not an opportunity. He physically had something in his hand, in his clutches, and he lost it. So what would then be an example of a me'uvas that's lo yuchal liskoin? Ve'eze ze Talmud Chacham ha'perish min ha'tayr. If someone was a Talmud Chacham and he had a dveikus ta'irais of a kutcha berichu through the Torah that he knew, and then he's perish min ha'tayr, al ze nemar me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin. Either way, we have a three-way machlokes in the Mishnah, what the definition of me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin is. The Tanakam in the Mishnah says that if someone has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and it's over his man, ubatul karbanoi, that's a me'uvas la yuchal liskoin. Reb Shimon ben Menasseh says, no, you could always do tshuva. So that's not me'uvas la yuchal liskoin. What's me'uvas la yuchal liskoin when you can't do tshuva? Can't do tshuva? What does that mean? Zehaba la erva v'hoilu mimena mamzer. More about that tomorrow. And then finally, Reb Shimon ben Yechai said, me'uvas la yuchal liskoin means if somebody had something and then afterwards he lost it. If someone doesn't do a mitzvah, or if someone doesn't have avera, that's not me'uvas. Me'uvas is you had something and you lost it. You yoyred from some sort of gedulah that you had. What's his example? That's a Talmud Chacham ha'perish min ha'tayr. But what we need for today's daf is really the opening halacha of the Mishnah. It's the Tanakama of the Mishnah's mashal of a me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, and that is someone who didn't bring the karmel chagiga on the first day yontif. He didn't take advantage of the zman tashlumin that he had. Avar zmanoi, batal karbonoi. Today's daf the majority of it is going to focus on this idea, this concept, the Karban Chagiga, specifically the Tashlum. Zok de Gemara, Minah Hani Mili. So we said a lot of things. So what's Minah Hani Mili going back on? So we need Rashi. Rashi says Minah Hani Mili, it's referring to which prat in the Mishnah? The Yomtiv Ha'achron Shel Chag HaSukkos Tashlum the Karbanos HaChag LeYechidim. How do you know that if somebody didn't bring the Karban Chagiga on the first day Sukkos, not only does he have the 7 days of Sukkos for Tashlumen, but he could even be Mekayim his Tashlumen on Shmini Atzeres, as we spoke out twice already. There's a Chiddush. Shmini Atzeres is Regel Bifnei Atzmai. So if it's Regel Bifnei Atzmai, how do you have the right on Shmini Atzeres to make up to do Tashlumen on the carbon that you were supposed to have brought on Sukkos? That's a Chiddush. The Gemara says for Azach Chiddush you have to have a Makar. The Gemara is going to bring two Makars. The first Makar is Amr Rabbi Yochanan on Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name Rabbi Shmuel, Nemar Atzeres Bishvii Shal Pesach. It says Atzeres regarding the seventh day of Pesach. Sheishas Yom Toichal Matzlois. It says Atzeres regarding the seventh day of Pesach. And Atzeres Bishmini Shalchag. And it says Atzeres regarding the eighth day of Sukkos. Shivas Yomim Takrivu Ishal Hashem Bayoim Hashmini Vekraftem Ishal Hashem Atzeres Komalach Sabedul Ezasu. So it says Atzeres regarding the seventh day of Pesach. And it says Atzeres regarding the eighth day of Sukkos. Malahalim Litashlumin. Just like the 7 days of Pesach or the seventh day of Pesach is a day that you could do Tashlumin if you didn't bring the Karban Chagiga on the first day of Tashlumen. So too, the eighth day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, is a day that you could be Mekayim Tashlumen for the Karban Chagiga if you didn't bring it on the first day of Sukkot. So the Gemara says, now I know that you could do Tashlumen for the Shalmi Chagiga of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres. I know it from Gzeira Shava. Says the Gemara Mufna. This Gzeira Shava has to be Gzeira Shava Mufna. So just first, by way of background, not all Gzeirah Shavas were created equally. We know what Gzeirah Shava is. It says this word in this parish, it says the same word in the other parasha, it says law regarding Ishus, it says law regarding Avdus, it says Chamisha Asa regarding Sukkot, it says Chamisha Asa regarding Pesach, and we make Gzeirah Shava and we take two parashias which at first glance would seem to have nothing to do with each other, but at the same time we're mechaber them and we learn halachas one from the other based on the concept of Gzeirah Shava. Sometimes the Gzeirah Shava is merely based on the fact that the Torah used the same word in two parashias. There are other times where not only did the Torah use the same word in two parashas, but one of the words, or both of the words, seem to be extra. They seem to be superfluous. So the Gzeirah Shava is not just based on a word in the parasha, it's based on an extra word. When the Gzeirah Shava is based on a word that's extra, it seems that the only reason the Torah wrote the word was to teach us the Gzeirah Shava, and that makes the Gzeirah Shava more potent. It gives it more of a koyach. L'may nafkemina, you can ask a kasha on a Gzeirah Shava if the Gzeirah Shava is not mufna. Meaning you could say, I hear the Gzeirah Shava upper at the end of the day. What shaykh is? How are you comparing these two halachas? But if the Gzeirah Shava is mufna, if it's based on an extra word, then you can ask a kasha. Now there's also a nafkemina between a Gzeirah Shava where one of the words is mufna, it's mufna mitzad echad, or where both of the words are mufna, it's mufna mi beis tadim. But that's not something we need right now. But the point is, when a Gzeirah Shava is mufna, when it's based on an extra word, it's a much more powerful Gzeirah Shava, it makes a proof. Now you can't ask any kasha. Zok the Gemara. This Gzeirah Shava, the Rabbi Yochanan quoted in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. It says Atzeres regarding the seventh day of Pesach. It says Atzeres by Shmini Atzeres. Just like the seventh day of Pesach is a day of Tashlumen for the Shalmi Chagiga, so too Shmini Atzeres is the day of Tashlumen for the Shalmi Chagiga. And Sukkis must be Gzeirah Shava Mufna. Because if it's not Gzeirah Shava Mufna, Igla Mifrach, you can ask a very obvious question, very intuitive question. What's the kasha? It's so obvious. Malach Shvi'i Shal Pesach Shekein Enoi Chalok Mishal Afanav. You want to know why Shvi'i Shal Pesach is a day that you can do Tashlumen for the Shalmi Chagiga of Pesach? Because Shvi'i Shal Pesach is Pesach. It's the same Yontif. So the Din Tashlumen is the entire Yontif. Toimar B'Shmini Shal Chag, as opposed to the 8th day of Sukkot, Shecholuk Mitchel Ofonav, which is Regel B'Fnei Atzmai, Psar Kishav. There's a lot of different dinim on Shmini Atzeres than you have on all the previous days of Yontif. And being that it's Choluk Mitchel Ofonav, so therefore, says the Gemara, really, it's mistaber that even though the seventh day of Pesach is a day of Tashlumen, but the eighth day of Sukkot is not a day of Tashlumen. So the Gemara says, this must be a Gzeirah Shava Mufna. And the Gemara says, La'ai. Rashi, one word. Be'emet, it is. You're right, 100%. Afnuye Mufna. It is a Gzeirah Shava Mufna, and I'll prove it to you. Gizmechti, my Atzeres. What does the word Atzeres mean? Atzer Batzias Malacha. So if you look in the Rishonim in Chumash, Befrat, the Sefurna, Parashas Emor, says a whole pshat and what Atzeres means. But the Pashup pshat in Atzeres means Otzur Basias Malacha, means you're shut down. You're not going to work. Says the Gemara, why would the Torah have to use the word atzeres to teach me there's no malacha on Shvi Yishal Pesach, or there's no malacha on Shmini Atzeres? Haksiv, it says mefurish, uvayim ha-shvi atzeres la-shem alaykecha, loy sase kol malacha. By Shmini Atzeres as well. Atzeres hi kol malacha savoyda loy sasu. So it says mefurish in the Torah that you're not allowed to do malacha. Atzeres the cause of Rachman Olam Ali. So why did the Torah say the word atzeres? Shmami da lafnuye, must be that it's lafnuye. In other words, it is gzeir shavah mufna, and that's how you're able to learn from gzeir shavah. Regardless, the first makar, how do you know that if someone doesn't bring the Shamech Hagig on the first day Sukkot, not only could he bring it the entire Sukkot, but he could even bring it on Shmini Atzeres? I learned it from Gzeirah Shavu. That's the short answer. Gzeirah Shavu, Shmini Atzeres, from Shvi Yishal Pesach, says the Gemara. Who said that first makar? Rabbi Yochanan. He said it in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Zok the Gemara, V'tana Maisi L'mehacha. There was a Tana that learned it from a different Makar. So every word in the Gemara, right? Rashi says, what does it mean, V'tana Maisi L'mehacha? Gishmak Rashi, Shum Rabbi Yochanan de Gamala, Kedam Rinan Le'il Amoirahu. Being that the first Makar we had came from who? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was an Amoira, maybe the greatest Amoira to ever live. But like Tosfos says in Ksubas Tavches, Rabbi Yochanan is not even a Tana Upalik. Rabbi Yochanan is a full-fledged Amoira. So says the Rashi that being that Rabbi Yochanan was an Amoira, and by the way, even though he said it in the name of a Tana, Amir Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. But at the end of the day, who was the one that presented the first Makar? It was an Amoira that presented the first Makar. Nokat Hai Lishna, therefore the Gemara uses the Lashon, V'tana Maisi L'mehacha, right? This second Makar comes directly from a Tana. What's this Tana? It's a Braisa. The Tana we learned to the Braisa. It says in the Torah, says the Gemara. You would think the Chagoysem, you should bring the Karma Chagiga all 7 days. Tamal Omar, it says the Chagoysem Oisai. One day, and you're not supposed to bring it all 7 days. Not only are you not supposed to bring it all 7 days, but we saw in yesterday's daf, there's about Tosef, if you're not allowed to bring it all 7 days. So why then does it say, if it says, and Oisai means only one day, so why does it say 7 days? It means if you didn't bring it the first day, you could do Tashlum. How do you know that on Sukkot, the Tashlumin is not just Yontif, but it's even on the 8th day? Meaning, how do you know it's not just 7 days that you can bring it, but even have an 8th day to bring it? Talmud Loimer, it says, B'chodesh HaShvi Tachoygu Oisai. Not only 7 days, but B'chodesh HaShvi. There's even another day, or other days, in the 7th month, in the Chodesh Tishrei. Okay, so then it sounds like maybe you should be able to bring an entire Chodesh Tishrei. That would be interesting. But at least the Havamin in the Gemara, that you should be able to bring the Shalmei Chagiga B'Toyres Tashlumen, the entire Chodesh Tishrei. We don't say Tachnun, the entire Chodesh Tishrei. Meaning we say up until Sukkot, or up until Yom Kippur. But from Yom Kippur and on, the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Mikzas, and afterwards you don't say it. So you see already there is Shtikl Yomei Yontif. So the Gemara has a Havamina that maybe you should be able to do Tashlumim the rest of the month. It's all Yontif. Talmud Loimar Oisai. It says again, a second time, Oisai, Oisai Atachoygeg, Viatachoygeg, Chutzalai. You can't do any more than that. So what did the Gemara just say? It says, V'chagoysem Oisai Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yomim. Here's the makar. There's one day you're supposed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. That's the first day of Yontif. Shivas Yom. If you didn't bring it the first day, you have 7 days to make it up. On Sukkot, b'chodesh hashvi, you have more than just the 7 days. There's other times in chodesh hashvi you can bring. Maybe the whole Yontif? No. Only one day. Now, why Shmini Atzeres? What's the nusach? What's the sprach? What's the gather of the limud? The gather of the limud is, if there's another day yontif, b'chodesh hashvi, that's when you'll be able to bring it. So it's not just the whole b'chodesh hashvi. It has to be a yontif. Shmini Atzeres is a yontif, albeit a regal b'fnei atzmai, but a yontif it is, and on some level it is connected to sukkahs, and that's what's nisrabu in b'chodesh hashvi. So the bottom line is, the halacha is that if somebody doesn't bring the Shalmei Chagiga on the first day yontif, he has tashlumen. How much tashlumen? Pesach, the entire Pesach. Sukkot, even Shmini Atzeres. Shavuos, you also have 7 days. What's the makar to Shmini Atzeres? The Gemara in other places talks about how we know that you have 7 days for Shavuos. But in our Gemara, we're trying to figure out how you know that Shmini Atzeres, which is a regal b'fnei atzmai, is a makar. The Gemara had two makars. The first was an Amoira, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. It's learned at Gzeirah Shavuot from Shvi Yishal Pesach. And the second makar was a Tana. We don't know who the Tana was. It's a Braisa. But the Braisa learns it from the Pasuk, V'chagoyse moise chag l'Hashem shivas yomim b'chodesh ha'shvi, which is marba another day, another yontif in chodesh ha'shvi, shmini atzeres, that that's going to be a tashlumin for the first day. Says the Gemara. A little bit of lumdus. Now we have to roll our sleeves up. Umay tashlumin. What is the definition? What is the gedder of this tashlumin? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said tashlumin l'rishon. That the tashlumin is a tashlumin for the first day yontif. Rabbi Ishaya said, Tashlumin Zelazai. It's not necessarily a Tashlumin for the first day Yontif, but rather, the way Rashi explains it, it's a Tashlumin for the first day that you were able to bring the carbon on Yontif. Or says, my Benayu? Seems like maybe semantics. No, I'm Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira said, Chiger b'yom rishon, v'nespashit b'yom sheni ik b'nau. Now, Gemini would be, if somebody was a Chiger is one of the exceptions to the rule that were mentioned on that base. A Chiger is someone that's not able to bring the, is not able to, doesn't have a mitzvah to be oil or regal, and as a result, he's potter from all the karbanos. So what would be if somebody was a chigur b'yom rishon, and then b'yom sheni, he was nespashet, Rabbi Yechon, and says tashlumin l'rishon, that the way that tashlumin works is tashlumin for the first day. So kivin l'chazib b'rishon, meaning that this person wasn't able to bring the karban on the first day, l'chazib b'sheni. So if a person doesn't have the ikar chiv, there's no tashlumin. If someone didn't have a chiv to daven mincha, then there would be no makim to daven two mairis. Tashlumin is, it's like a makeup date for something that you were supposed to do in the appropriate time. You didn't do it in the appropriate time. As a result, now you have tashlumin. But if you didn't have the ikur chiyuv, then it doesn't make any sense for there to be tashlumin. Rabbi Yochanan says that the tashlumin is for the yoyim rishon. So if somebody's a chiger b'yoyim rishon, it doesn't make sense that there should be tashlumin. Rabbi Yishiya says tashlumin zeh lazeh. The tashlumin, when you're making up, is not necessarily for the first day yontif, but it's for the first day that you were obligated to bring the carbon. Therefore, afal gavdaloi chazi b'rishon. So if someone was a chigur b'yom rishon, and then he was nespashet b'yom sheni, if he's chazi b'sheni, on sheni he'll have a chiyuv. And by the way, if he doesn't bring it on sheni, then shlishi he'll have tashlumim, not liyom rishon, but tashlumim zelazeh. He'll have a tashlumim for what he did on the second day. Regardless, the Gemara has a shayla. If somebody was not chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah on the first day Yontif, and then his circumstances change. Day two, day three, day four, suddenly he's chayv. Does he have a chiyav or does he not have a chiyav? If, what would be the tzad? No. The tzad, no, it's not the first day Yontif anymore. What would be the tzad? Yeah. There's something called tashlumin. But then again, tashlumin is only for the first day. And being that he was potter on the first day, maybe he shouldn't have a chiyuv. That's the machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishai. Rabbi Yochanan says that the chiyuv chagiga is always the first day yantiv. And being that the chiyuv chagiga is always the first day yantiv, so if someone wasn't chayv the first day, then he's not going to have tashlumin. According to Rabbi Yishai, that's not necessarily the case. Every day that the person becomes chayiv, that will be the day that he is chayiv, and therefore, if someone became chayiv later in Yontif, there's no reason he wouldn't have a chayiv later in Yontif to bring the carbon. Zok the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan, that's going to be the focus of the rest of the Gemara, held that if somebody was a chigur b'yom rishon and he was nespashit b'yom sheni, the halacha is he does not have a chayiv to bring the carbon chagiga. Ay tashlumin. Tashlumin is if you were chayiv. So now there's something called tashlumin. But being that you were potter on day one, so there's no tashlumin, there's no chayiv, as a result, you're done. The whole chiddush that you could bring the karma chagiga on a day other than the first day is when it's working with tashlumin. But if you weren't chayiv on day one, so it doesn't make any sense that you'd be able to bring the karma. So the Gemara now is going to ask and be mefalful in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, and really it's going to cross over with two sugyas. One is a sugya related to a nazir tameh, and the other one is a sugya related to a zav. So they're both very hard areas in halacha. We'll go through it, and we'll briefly introduce these two sugyas as we need them. So first, the basic halacha of a nazir tameh. So all familiar with a nazir. One of the things a nazir is not allowed to do is he's not allowed to come in contact with a mace. In fact, he's like a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol is the strictest when it comes to tumas mace. A nazir is literally me'inyan le'inyan when it comes to the laws of him not being allowed to be metama to a kohen gadol. What happens if a nazir does come in contact with a mace? Number one, his naziris is done. Yiplu yamim arishayinim. He has to wait 7 days. That's how long it takes to become tar from Tumas Meis. On the 8th day, he has to bring a carbon. And then he starts counting his naziris all over again. There's a Mishnah in Masechtes Krisos, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that discusses what happens if a nazir became tamei Tumas Meis. And during the 7 days, it became tamei again. And then became Tami again, then became Tami again. When he finally gets done with all his Tumah, how many Karbanos does he have to bring? Do we say that for every Tumah, he has to bring a new set of Karbanos? Or maybe it'd be one set of Karbanos for everything. So the Mishnah says, Nazir mevi karban echad al Tumas harbe. A Nazir brings one set of Karbanos for all the different Tumas. Stating that, Dama Yiraim said, that there's a time that that's not going to be the case. What would be if the Nazir became Tame Tzim Tzveitin Mal on the eighth day? On the day that he was ready to bring a carbon. So the Amoraim said that if that would happen, it's poshit that this Nazir, when he becomes tar, would have to bring not just one set of carbonus, he would have to bring two sets of carbonus. And the lumdus of this halacha is the critical piece to understanding our Gemara. And that is, why would he have to bring two sets? The second Tumah, he for sure has to bring. That's the latest Tumah. That latest Tumah, when he becomes tar from, he's absolutely going to have to bring a Karbanos. But this person's going to have to bring Karbanos for the first Tumah as well. You know why? Because once the eighth day came, he was chayiv to bring a Karban. He never did it. But he was chayiv to. Once there's a chiyuv, now if something happens as a result of which you can't bring the Karban, you have a chayvas tashlumen. You have to make it up. And therefore, when you become tar, you have two obligations. Number one, I have to bring karbanos because I just became tar from Naziris of Toma. And number two, I have a tashlumen from my original chiyah. So that's something that the Meiram said. Stating that, there was a major machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah as to the nuance of that halacha. And that's what our Gemara is going to focus on. Says the Gemara, Umi am Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? That's so shocking and threatening. Says the Gemara, did Rabbi Yochanan really say if somebody was a chigar on the first day of Yontif, and then he was nispashit later on in Yontif, the halach is that he's going to be potter from Shalmei Chagiga. And what's the reason? The reason is because being that he was potter on day one, it doesn't pass Tashlumen. Because Tashlumen only makes sense if there was not just the Zman to bring a carbon, but you were a Bar Hochi to bring the carbon. I mean that this person was a Chigar, he was potter from the carbon, so it doesn't make sense for there to be Tashlumen. So the Gemara says, did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? V'amar Chizkiyah, Chizkiyah said, Nitma Bayoim, regarding the Nazir Tomei, if he became Tomei, Tzim Tzveitin Mol, on the day of the eighth day, maybe, he would have to bring another carbon. He would have to bring one set of carbonas for the new Tumah, and then he would have to bring Tashlumen for the first set of Tumah. But Laila, however, if he became Tomei the night before, Einoi Mevi, then he's not going to. Why not? Because the night before, he wasn't able to bring the carbon yet. Why wasn't he able to bring the carbon the night before? It's the night of the eighth day. Yeah, but you can't bring carbonas at night. The Nazir Tomei brings his carbonas 8 days, right? He's Tomei for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, he's going to go to the mikveh, Harav Shemesh, the first Mishnah in Shas, and then the eighth day, he'll bring the carbon. Why don't you bring the carbon already the night before? Once the sun sets, you tar. It's true, but b'yom tzavase is b'nei Yisrael l'hakav his carbon, and you can't bring carbonas. And now you have to wait until the day. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan said, af b'lai l'nami maybe. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this person can bring the carbon even at night. Doesn't have to wait until the day, but rather he can. Maybe he can't bring the carbon at night. Of course, he has to wait till the day to bring the carbon. But if he became Tomei at night, right? Af Balaila Nami, maybe, is a little misleading. Even if he became Tomei at night, maybe he's going to have a chiyuv to do Tashlumen, bring two sets of carbonus, one for the new Tumah and one for the old Tumah as well. So what do you see? Rabbi Yochanan holds that once the Zman of the chiyuv carbon comes about, even though this person, Bepoyel, couldn't bring the carbon, why not? Because it was Laila, but there's still Tashlumen on the Chiyuv carbon. So, Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, why is that different than a Chigar B'Yom Rishon? A Chigar B'Yom Rishon, it's really this man to bring the carbon, Narvas. The problem is, this person is not Shaykh to bring the carbon. Because he's not Shaykh to bring the carbon, even if it's in his spashate later, you're telling me there's no Tashlumen. You see Rabbi Yochanan himself, Umi Am Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, the Zalba Rabbi Yochanan said that if the Nazir Tomei would become Tomei Tzim Tzveitin Mol, the night after the Harav Shemesh of the seventh day, then the Allah is he would have a Chayvas Tashlumen. Why does he have a Chayvas Tashlumen? He was never Chayiv. That's the Gemara's Kash. Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, you have to say, Shani Tumah Diyeshla Tashlumen BePesach Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan, with regard to Shalmei Chagiga, is talking about a person that can't bring a carbon. Why? Because he's a chiger. He can't walk properly. Rabbi Yochanan, as it relates to the Nazir, is talking about someone that is not shayich right now to being able to bring a carbon. Or what's the sugya? What are we talking about? An issue of Tumah. Tumah is different as it relates to the laws of Tashlumen. Why is that? Because you find that the Torah was marba halachas of tashlum when it comes to tumah, specifically Pesach Sheni. What's Pesach Sheni? So if somebody couldn't bring the first carbon Pesach, so there's a makeup date. You can always bring the Pesach Sheni. How does somebody qualify for Pesach Sheni? So there's a few different ways. One of them is if the person was tumah. So being that the Torah was marba on a concept of tashlumen as it relates to tumah, so you see we're more liberal when it comes to tashlumen related to tumah. So therefore, the Nazir Tameh, which is a sugya of tumah, he's going to have tashlumin, even though the chigger in the same exact situation really wouldn't have had, even though as it relates to the chagiga in his halachi, wouldn't have had a tashlumin. Maskev or a papa, asked the kachoni chlamand amar pesach sheni tashlumin the rishonu. It's all good. According to the Mandama that holds that the way Pesach Sheni works is it really is a Tashlumin of Pesach Rishon. Meaning, a person is supposed to bring a Pesach Rishon. If you can't bring your Pesach Rishon, so, Lama Nigara, the Chlusharim, the Yidin, Shlep Tarayis, a mitzvah from the Ebishto, so they put together of the mitzvah was a Tashlumin. El Mandama Sheni Regal Bifnayatzma. This is a Mandama that says it's not the way Pesach Sheni works, but rather it's a Regal Bifnayatzma. It's his own Yontif. And if a person didn't celebrate the first Yontif, he celebrates the second Yontif. If that's the case, Mayikul Amemer, what does it have to do with this? Meaning, if that's the case, then really Pesach Sheni is not Tashlumen. If it's not Tashlumen, it has nothing to do with this halacha. If it's nothing to do with this halacha, so it's not a good sushtal. Oh, no, Rapapa. So Rapapa said you have to say a different teretz. Rapapa said that what's the chiluk between Rabbi Yochanan's chiger, who, if he was a chiger on the first day of Yontif, the halacha is he doesn't have a Tashlumen, even if he's nespashit later in Yontif, whereas the Nazir Tameh, if he became Tameh a second time, the night after day 7, he would have a chi of Tashlumen for the carbon nazirus of the original tumah, even though technically he was never right to be able to bring the carbon. So Rapapa said, you have to say, Kosav Rabbi Yochanan holds, Laila Einem Achusas Man. That Laila is Einem Achusas Man. Meaning, really, this nazir, the night of the 7th, is considered mechuyev and a bar hachi to bring the carbon. He can't. It's a davar tzaddi. It's like an external thing. It's punk laila. Okay, you'll wait until the sun comes out tomorrow. And at that point, you're going to go ahead and do it. But it's really based on a davar tzaddi. Because it's based on a davar tzaddi, so therefore, it's not something that counts. If there's a real physical reason, like someone's a chiger, that's the reason he can't bring it. So he's taka someone that's not shaykh. So a person like this, it doesn't pass to have tashlumen if he wasn't shaykh in the ikur chiyav. But when it comes to this nazir, be'etzim he was shaykh that night. Nervous, it was Laila. Laila ain't mechusar zman. When all that's lacking is a few hours, that's not considered a chisaron. This is a concept that you find in other areas in halacha, specifically in kachim, and that's the teretz. But the Gemara says, really? We're not finished yet. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say, Laila ene mechusas man? And that's the pshat, why Rabbi Yochanan says, if the nazir became tamei, since feitamol at night, the halacha is, he is going to have to do tashlumen for that original tumah. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said another halacha, and this halacha was said regarding a zav. So we know the halachas of a zav. Specifically, if a zav has three re'iyos of ziva, so the halacha is, number one, he's tamei. Number two, shivanikim, he has to go 7 days where he doesn't see any shemets of ziva, and on the 8th day, he is going to have to bring a carpet. So the zav is a little similar to the nazir tamei in our sugya. 7 days of tuma, and then afterwards, davka on the 8th day, the halacha is going to be that this person is going to have to bring a carbon. There's a discussion also in Masechtas Krisos, very similar to the discussion in Masechtas Krisos regarding the Nazir Tameh. What happens if somebody was a Zav, and then during his period of Ziva, again, he had three Re'iyos. Three Re'iyos, which would make the person a Zav since Feitamol. So, of course, he's going to have to continue counting Shivan Akiyim. That's easy. But the question is, when he's finally done, is he going to have to bring one carbon, two carbonas, three, depending on how many sets of Re'iyos he had? And there, too, the Mishnah says he's only going to have to bring one, stating that if the Re'iyos happened on the 8th day, if the Re'iyos happened on the day that this person was already ready to bring the carbonas, then he would have to bring a second set. Why? Number one, he's going to have to bring carbonas for the new Zifa, and number two, he's now going to have a Tashlumen on the original one. So Rabbi Yochanan, just like he opined, Rabbi Yochanan made a very important comment with regards to the Nazir Tomei's two carbonas. He did the same thing with regards to the Zav. So the Gemara says, from Rabbi Yochanan said, Ro'achas Balayla, what would be if a Zav, he counted Shivan Akiyam, and now the 7 days are over, and tomorrow he's going to be able to bring his karbonis, and he's going to finally be zoicha to Tahir, he's going to get all the kapara that he needs. But then at night, he was ra'achas balaylo, he had one re'iyah at night, ushtayim bayoyim, and then he had two re'iyahs during the day. So the halach is mevi. So this person is going to have to bring a second set of karbanos. Why? Because two of the three re'iyos happened during the day. The day is already the time that he was chayiv to bring the carbon. Now there's a din tashlumen, and as a result, he's going to have to bring a second set of karbanos. Shtayim b'alayl v'achspiyam, but if he saw two of the re'iyos at night, and only one of the re'iyos he saw during the day, enay mevi, that he's not going to have to bring. And the reason is, because over there, the ikar re'iyos happened at night, and because the ikar re'iyos happened at night he wasn't a baruch yet, because he wasn't a baruch yet, so it doesn't make sense that there should be tashlumen. Now, if you're going to tell Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Papa just said, that Laila is not Mechus Hazman. And once the night comes, being that this person technically is chayv to bring the carbon, he got done with the tomb of the Shiva and the Kim, everything is finished with. He just has to wait until the sun comes out. And all it is Mechus Hazman. And you're going to tell me, Laila is not Mechus Hazman. That even if he saw to at night, and even if he saw one during the day, he should still bring it. Why? Because at the end of the day, he saw all three in this man of Chiv. Aye, what do you mean it was at night? But Laila is not Mechus Hazman. So it's a festakasha. And for the Gemara, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, Divri Yomer, Laila Mechus Hazman. You have to say, when Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha, he was going according to the Mandamer and Shas, that was Laila Mechus Hazman. Meaning, the Arut, Rabbi Yochanan regarding the Nazir Tamei was going according to the Mandama that holds Laila is in a Mechus Hazman. The Rabbi Yochanan with regards to the Zav is going according to the Mandama that holds Laila is Mechus Hazman. Meaning, at first glance, it's like a straight out blatant contradiction between two members that Rabbi Yochanan said. But just so happens that really the halachas are totally in a sugi and shas, which is a machlokes tanoim. There's no mandama that holds lailas mechus hazman, so that mandama was lailas ain't mechus hazman. One Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the mandama that holds lailas mechus hazman, and the other is going according to the mandama that holds lailas ain't mechus hazman. Faith the Gemara, divrei ha'omer, according to the mandama that holds lailas mechus hazman, pshita. It should be an obvious halacha. This whole halacha should be pasha. Meaning, if you hold lailas mechus hazman, so for sure the re'is at night shouldn't make a difference, and if that's the case, why would Rabbi Yochanan even have to say? Meaning, Gemara thinks if Rabbi Yochanan is going the mandam of Laila Zayin Mechus Hazman, maybe there's a chiddush at least. The chiddush is you don't say what Rabbi Yochanan said regarding Nazir. But if you're telling me that he's going the mandam of Laila Mechus Hazman, so what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, no, there really is a chiddush, and really to understand this better, you have to dive a little bit into the sugi and krisis, which we're not going to do. As we'll see, the Gemara says, Shtayim b'ayoyim v'achas b'layla tzrichle. The chiddush is where two of them happened during the day and one happened at night. So, I would have thought that the halacha is that being that even one of them happened at night, maybe that should be enough that there shouldn't be a tashlumen. Like Rav Sheisha Brei D'Ravidi asked, who's Rav Sheisha Brei D'Ravidi? So Rashi says, Ayin Shom Masechtes Krisis, Kamash on the Terrace is Kid Rav Yosef. Like Rav Yosef said, so if the Gemara is telling you Ayin Shom, we're going to go and take that lead, and we're going to Ayin Shom as well. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says, Sado Achidish in the Sugya. But at the end of the day, as it relates to this Kasha, it's really not a steer. It's a little bit of a Lamdash Gemara that got involved into the Geder of the Tashlumen of the Shalmei Chagiga. We're now going to turn our attention to the much lighter portion of today's daf, and that is the Mishnah said, "Mishalei chag b'yontif harishon shel chag, choygeg es kol haregel, v'yontif ha'achron shel chag." We even give you shmini atzeret. We shvu is 7 days. Sukkis, I'll even give you an 8th day. But if a person didn't take advantage of every single lifeline that he was given at that point, there's no carbon anymore. And al zen nemar meuvas lo yuchal liskoin vechesroin lo yuchal lehimanas. And on that note, we have a few classic gemaras. Amalei bar hehe lehilo. Bar hehe told Hillel. So number one, who was bar hehe? So Tosfos says yesh mefarshim sheger hoya. Bar hehe was a ger, and the reason he was called bar hehe is because a ger is ben Avram and Ben Sarah. Avram and Sarah both had a hey that was added to their names. Avram's name was Avram, and then he was zeicha to a hey. Sarah's name was Sarai, and she was zeicha to a hey. Ben hey hey. Avram and Sarah both had heys added to their name. This person was a guy. And Tosfos says, you find another Tana that had a similar name, Ben Bagbag. Ben Bagbag, Beis Gimel was Oylehei. See, Eishleimer Ben Bagbag was also like Bar Hehe. Also, he was the son of Gerim. Some say he was the same person. By the way, Hillel's conversing with the Ger Tzedek. We all know the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, the different communication. Teach me Kol HaTorah Kula Regalachas Vadvar Matike. But either way, Amalei Bar Hehe LeHillel. So I don't know if it was that Ger, but regardless, Bar Hehe told Hillel, Hailehi Monois Lehi Malois Mi Boyle. He asked the Kasha that the Pasuk says Muvas Lo Yuchal Liskoin Vechesroin Lo Yuchal Imanis. So Vechesroin means if someone's missing something, Lo Yuchal Imanis, you can't count it. If you're missing something, you can't count it. That's true. But really, the right way to say it would be, if you're missing something, if it's to the point where you can't get it back, you just can't count it, and you can't make yourself whole. So the chesrein layuchal imanos lihimalis mibayli. Elo sabar hehe told Hillel ze sheminu chaver of the dvar mitzvah v'hulay nimna himam. You know what the pasuk is talking about? It's talking about a person who had chaverim, and the chaverim were nimnu the dvar mitzvah. They all got together and they all signed up, almost literally, to do a mitzvah. I'm going to do it. I'm going to try. This person had an opportunity of a v'hulay nimna himam. He decided that he's not joining. And al zeh nemar v'chesroin lo yuchal imanis. If you weren't counted initially when the group got together and they took the ledger, all right, who else is coming? 37, counted, 38, 39. If you weren't part of that original minion, lo yuchal imanis. There's going to be a point where you're not going to be able to be counted anymore. So there's a concept that if a person has chaverim and they were nimna l'dvar mitzvah, if he's lo nimna imayim, al zeh nemar v'chesroin lo yuchal imanis. The kashag of a guy in Hashem yimkom damai, when he was being ma'ir people to join Daf Yoimi, and of course, Mishnah Yoimi as well. So if you go through his tshuvas, every single tshuva that the Kajal Glover going talked on this topic, so he told the person that he was writing to that it's a mitzvah gedoyla to be mishtatif in the inyan of Limud Daf Yoimi and Mishnah Yoimi said as well. And he said, if you'll do that, v'lo yir b'chlal v'chesroin lo yuchal imanos, which means she nimnu chaveru l'dvar mitzvah lo nimnu imam ayin chagiga daf tes on the base. He told it to every single yid. He held Daf Yoimi was begeder zeh, that once it's nimnu chaveru l'dvar mitzvah, a person has a chiv tishtal tzu, and one day a person will look back, he's going to regret the fact that he didn't jump on board. And the Kajal Glover Goyen used to tell this to everybody. It's part and parcel to his nusach. He had like a go-to, a few lines that he would always use whenever he was trying to inspire people to sign up. And this was one of it. Regardless, a b'raisa that says exactly what Barhei and Hill discuss. A person that's mevatel kriyas shma shel shachris arvis, he's a meuvas layuchal liskoin. Oy shebitel tefilas shel shachris tefilas shel arvis. Or a person was mevatel tefilas shel shachris and shel arvis. V'chesron layuchal imanis. What does that mean? Zeh shenimnu chaver l'dvar mitzvah. It's referring to someone that has chaverim and they signed up to do a dvar mitzvah. V'ulay nimne imam, but he himself didn't join them. Amalei Barhei lehillel. So now we're gonna digress from our digression. So we mentioned the pasuk of Uvas Layuchal Liskoin. So then we already mentioned the seif of the pasuk, the Chesron Layuchal Imanus, which the Gemara just said it means Daf Yoimi. It means Eshe Nimnu Chaver L'Var Mitzvah V'Ulay Nimnu Imam. Who is the one that said this? It was Barhei and Hillel. So we mentioned Barhei and Hillel. So the Gemara says, we have more to say on this topic. What's pshat in the pasuk? This is a pasuk that the Navi Malachi is referring to. It's one of the nevuas that discuss the end of days. And the end of days is going to be a judgment. And it's going to be clear. This tzaddikim and this rishon. And we'll be able to discern between the tzaddik and the rishon and the person that's the oved Hashem and the person that's not the oved Hashem. Read the Gemara. Haynu tzaddik, haynu oved alikim. Isn't the tzaddik and the oved alikim the same person? Haynu rasha, haynu ashalei avodei. Isn't the rasha and the ashalei avodei the same person as well? Amaleis, he told him. Avodei v'lei avodei trei tzaddikim gemur. No. He said, really, Hillel told Barhei that the oved Hashem and the lei avodei are both not just tzaddikim, that tzaddikim gemurim. How's that possible? But you can't compare someone that learned something 100 times to someone that learned something 101 times. The avodai is someone that learned 101 times. And the aloy avodai is someone that only learned 100 times. He's a tzaddik gomer. Imagine, you're learning 100 times. Sounds impressive. You're right. He's a tzaddik gomer. Up in this pasuk, he's a loy avodai. Amalei. So Barhei told Hillel, umishum chad zimna kar le aloy avodai. It's impossible that because of one time that he didn't learn it, the other person learned it 101. He stopped at 100. So because of that, you call him a loy avodai. Amalei. So Hillel told Barhei, I'll give it to you in a mashal. In. Go to the Shuk Shal Chamarim. So that's a place that people used to lease out donkeys. So he said like this, Asara Parsi, if you want to lease a donkey to take with you for 10 parsois, bezuza, it's going to cost a zuza. Chad Asar Parsi, if you want to take it 11 parsois, betray zuzi, it's going to cost you a whole nother zuz. So for the first 10 parsois, you're paying a tenth of a zuz per parsa. But if you go to 11th Sois, you're going to pay a full Zuz for that parsa. Does that make sense? One extra parsa, you're going to have to pay another full Zuz. You see, sometimes Chad Zimna, it can change everything. And Einoi Daimim, Misha Shaina Pirkei Mea Pamim, Misha Shaina Pirkei Mea Pamim Ve'echad. We're going to get back to this. Amalei Eliyahu the Barhehe. Eliyahu Navi told Barhehe, Barhehe was Zoicha Tegila Eliyahu. Famila, some say the Rabbi Laza. Some say Eliyahu Navi told the Rabbi Laza. My Dixit was behind the Pasuk that says, Hinei Tzifarticha. I refined you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but v'loy b'kasef. I didn't do it in the same way people refine silver. So people refine silver using fire. That's not the way Klal Yisrael is refined. Rather, b'charticha b'kur oini. The way I refine the Yidden is through anius. Malami chachazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al kol midas toiv is litul Yisrael. So Eliyahu Navi told Bar Heye, some say he told Rabbi Lazar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he looked and he literally investigated every single midah that there is. And he was trying to pick the best one to give to the Yidden. V'loi motza el anius. And the one he decided to give them was anius. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Vitem Rav Yosef. Some say Rav Yosef said, Hayin Amri Inchi. This is a makar to a saying. Yo anius al Yehudai. That anius is very befitting for Jews. Ki barzu sumko losus yechevara. Like a red, the ritzua would be to a white horse. So there's a lot of mashalim in this Gemara, a lot of tvarim and flam. We're going to exhale here. We're going to pick up very much on this note. Be'ezus Hashem in tomorrow's daf. But as it relates to Raid, as promised, we'll focus on the last part of the Gemara, and specifically, Amalei Barhehe to Hillel. Barhehe told Hillel, Ma'i dechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, V'shaftem u'ri'isem bein tzadik l'rosha. That Malachi, the Navi said that La'asad Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge. And people are going to see Tzadik, Rasha, Tzadah, and Oved Aleikim, in Tzadah, Allah Yavadah. And Barhei was very bothered. Yes, Hillel Pashup Shan in the Pasuk. He said, it seems superfluous. The Pasuk seems redundant. We're going to see the difference between the Tzadik and the Rasha, and the Oved Aleikim, that's Allah Yavadah. L'chayr, the Oved Aleikim is a Tzadik, and the Allah Yavadah is a Rasha. Hainu Tzadik, Hainu Oved Aleikim. Hainu Rasha, Hainu Layavada. And Hill told Barhehe something mesmerizing. He told him, no, not true. The second part of the Pasuk, they're both tzaddikim. Tzaddik Rasha does the Reisha from the Pasuk. The Sefer from the Pasuk is Beidat Natural Tzaddikim Tzaddikim Gemurim. So what does it mean that Hashem is going to see, and we'll all see, that there was a person that was an Oved Alikim, and there was a person that was Layavada in a Doime, Misha Shaina Pirkei. Meya pa'amim l'shoyne pirkei meya ve'echad. You know, Tzidua, the Chassidus Shesvarim all say over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov said that einodayma shoyne pirkei meya pa'amim l'shoyne pirkei meya ve'echad. A person can learn something 100 times, but if he doesn't realize that when he's learning the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he doesn't realize that eiraisa v'kutcha berichu chad, it's a felt in the Torah. With the Havana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, and that the Torah is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is makir that, that takes the Torah to a whole nother level, which of course takes us to the Nefesh HaChaim and Shaar Dalet. But the point is that the Gemara says that someone that learns 100 times, relative to the person that learns 101 times, is considered Olay Havadai. The mysterious nefesh, the sign that a person showing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he learns not just 100, but 101, is so significant that literally, relative to the person who only learned 100 times, it's not like, I did it one more time. I'm an Oved Aleikim, and the person who learned 100 times, he's really not an Oved Aleikim. Last week's parsha was Parsha's Tetzaveh. Parsha's Tetzaveh has, if you look at the end of the parsha, it has Kuf Aleph Psukim. There's 101 Psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh. The Velt says over in the name of the Vilna Gaon that the Gaon said, why is it that Parshas Tetzaveh has 101 Psukim? So he says, we know that there's one parsha in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. And it's related to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheni not Misifrecha. It's Parshas Tetzaveh. There's no mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in Parshas Tetzaveh. So the Vilna Gaon said that even though the name of Moshe Rabbeinu was not mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh, but the pnimius of Moshe Rabbeinu is in Parshas Tetzaveh. So on a pnimius level, really, it is very, very much in Parshas Tetzaveh. So said the Vilna Gaon, it's Merumis. And now it's Merumis because Moshe, the name Moshe, is Begematria 345. But that's Mem Shin He. If you look at the Oisiois Hanistorois of the name Moshe, the hidden letters, it has a different gematria. So what's the nister of Moshe? Mem is mem, mem. How do you spell mem? It's mem, mem. So mem is the ois nistar of mem. Shin is shin yod nun. So what are the oisiyas and nistaris? It's yod nun. And hey is spelled hey aleph. So what's the nistar of Moshe? It's mem. It's yod nun and it's aleph. Mem is 40. Yod and nun is 60. That's 100. Aleph is 101. So the nistar of the gematria of Moshe is 101, which is identical to the gematria of Kuf Aleph. So said the Vilna Gaon, the reason there's 101 psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh, because Parshas Tetzaveh is the parasha where Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. But when we say that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned, what does it mean? It means he's not mentioned b'derech nigla, or b'nistar. Moshe Rabbeinu was very much in Parshas Tetzaveh. So therefore, remez ledavar, the gematria of the nistar Moshe Rabbeinu is Kuf Aleph, and that's why the amount of psukim that you have in Parshas Tetzaveh is kuf aleph psukim. So I saw in the sefer Raptuni Betapuchim from Shlomo Arieli Shlita. So he adds to this a very nice hisafa. He says that the Gemara says that if a person shoyne pirkei meyav ve'echad pamim, who is he referred to? He's the Oved Elokim. The Spitz way of showing that you are 100% given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're an Eved Hashem, is by learning 101 times. The end of Parshas Vezayis HaBracha, after the Petir of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is Maspid Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Hespid that the Torah gave on Moshe Rabbeinu was a two-word Hespid. Vayomos Moshe, Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah was made, was an Eved Hashem. Vos meit an Eved Hashem, Hishoyne Pirkei, Meir Pomim, Ve'echad, Kuf Aleph Pomim. So he says, the Goyin said that Kuf Aleph is a remez la Moshe Rabbeinu. It's so beautiful. Said Reb Shlomo Arieli, 101 is Eved, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Eved Hashem, and therefore, very matim, that 101 would be the mispar used to be Meramis Moshe Rabbeinu. But the emes is, in this whole idea of Ein Adoyma, Misha Shayna Pirkei Mei Apamim, Misha Shayna Pirkei Mei Apamim Ve'echad, there's another Inyan that's Mavu in the Svarim. And when we say Svarim, I mean going back to the Rishayinim, all the way through the contemporary Svarim. And there's many, many remazim to the following idea. And that is that if a person learns something 101 times, the Svarim say it's a tremendous skula for zikar. Meaning, there's an idea of chazar. But how much should a person chazar? If you want to really nail it, you want to really, really get it right, 101 times. And there's a concept of chazring 101 times, so much so in a doimim misha shayna pirkei mei apamim, the misha shayna pirkei mei apamim ve'echad, because in the world of chazar, as it relates to kinyan atayra, there's a maila nifla in learning something 101 times. The truth is, it's not mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, "Ein adayim misha shayna pirkei mei apamim, the misha shayna pirkei mei apamim ve'echad." One is an eved, the other one is a loyavadai. It's a madrega in avodas Hashem. It's a madrega in Eved Hashem. Oh, but it doesn't say anything about Zikaron. There's no remez, ben benoy shal remez to that in our bus, in our Gemara. Stating that in the Svarim, it's Mavur, that there's a concept that just like 101 is a madrego in Asmada, in Eved Hashem, it's also a milo when it comes to Zikaron and learning. And if a person learns something 100 times, the other person learns it 101 times, ein adoy me misha shayna pirkei mei apamim, le misha shayna pirkei mei apamim ve'echa. There's a lot of different ways we can go with this. I just want to mention four different remazim. Four different remazim. Emphasis on remez. Pshat, remez, soyd and drush. Emphasis on remez. Four different remazim to this idea. The first is in the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid is right here in our Gemara. B'chagiga daftes amibes. Shamati. Tosfos Rid said, I heard. The chsiv, the pasuk says, v'hachochma me'ayin timotzeh. Says the Tosfos Rid, Me'ayin is begematria Me'a Ve'echad. The word Me'ayin is gematria 101. So the Hachachma, who has it? Me'ayin. If you learn it 101 times, Timotze. Then you're going to be Zoichan learning. That it's not just a Madregan Hasmada, but it's a Madregan Kinyan Atayra. The Hachachma, Me'ayin Timotze. The Kliyakar in Parshas Ve'eschanan brings that he heard a remez, Shamati, that the word Shachach, Shin Chavches, is begematria 328. The word Zachar, Zayin Chof Reish, is Begematria 227. What's the difference between 328, 227? You don't even need a back of an envelope for this. It's 101. The difference is 101. If a person learns something 101 times, that's the difference between Zachar and Shachach. Learning 101 times, that's a kinyan, that's a skula, that's where a person can come to the point where he's going to be a Zachar. The Megala Mukais, and then the Parshas Netzavim says that we know the Gemara says Masechtas Pesachim Daf Nun that Reb Shua ben Levi's son wasn't well, and somehow he had access to what was going on in the other world. And when he came back, so his father asked him, he says, "What did you hear?" So he told him, "I heard a baskol. There's a ramkol that keeps on playing over and over and over again in Shemayim, and it says Ashrei Misha Bolikan V'Tamudah Biyadei. How praiseworthy, how lucky is a person that comes onto Shemayim V'Tamudah Biyadei." So said Megala Mukais, Ashrei Misha Bolikan. The word Lakan is Lamid, Chav, which is 50. Aleph is 1. Nun is another 50. It's 101. Ashrei Misha Bo Lakan V'Talmudah Beyadei. That if a person learns his Torah 101 times, he's an Ashrei Misha Bo Lakan V'Talmudah Beyadei. He's going to be Zoicha to have a tremendous Kinyan HaTorah. So we have a Chachma Me'ayin Timatzi. Me'ayin is Begematria 101. Chachma's Timatzi by someone that learns 101 times. The difference between Shachach and Zachar, 328, 227 is 101. A person that shoynu pirke me'evechot pamim, it's a skula fizikaren. The Megala Mukas was Megala to us. Ashrei Misha Bolikam Begamatria 101 v'talmudah b'yah. But there's a fourth remez. A remez nifla, and that's in the Torah from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. He says it in a few different places. Chassam Sofer says that David HaMelech said, me'oivai tichakmeni mitzvoy secha ki lo'oivam hili. It's in Kapitel Kuf Yotes. Who was Oivai? Who was the Oyev of David HaMelech? It was the Sitra Achra. It was the Satan. The Satan is referred to as the Samach Mem in the Svarim HaKadoshim. Samach Mem is Begematria 100. Samach is 60 and Mem is 40. May Oivai Techakmeni Mitzvay Secha. Now you get Chachma, May Oivai. When you one up the Oyev. The Oyev is the Samach Mem. The Samach Mem is Begematria Meir. So you want to go ahead and you want to have Chachma Mei Oyevai Tichakmeini. You have to one up. How do you one up? You one up by learning one more time. What's one more time than 100? That's 101. And what happens if somebody learns 101 times? Kilo Oylam Hili. There's a Haftacha that you're always going to remember your learning. You're never going to forget it. So said the Heilige Chassam Sofer, Mei Oyevai Tichakmeini Mitzvay Secha. If a person's Chachma is one up over Oyevai, Oyevai is the Samach Mem, which is 100. You learn it one more time. You learn it 101. Kilo Oylam Hili. You're going to be Zoicha. You're going to have a Kinyan HaTorah. And said the Chassam Sofer, if you're not convinced, if you need more of a remez, the Soifei Tevois of Mei Oivai Techakmeini Mitzvay Secha Ki Lo'oilam Hi Li is exactly 101. Mei Oivai is a Yud, Techakmeini is another Yud, that's 20, Mitzvay Secha is 20, which is 40. Ki is another Yud, which is 50. Lo'oilam is an Enderman, which is 90. He is an Aleph, that's 91. And Li is another Yud, which is 101. So Mei Oivai Techakmeini Mitzvay Secha Ki Lo'oilam Hi Li, that if a person's Chachma is Mei Oivai, it's one more than the Oyev, which is the Samach Mem. He's the Oyev in all the Svarim HaKadoshim. So if you learn one more than the Oyev, Lo'oilam Hi Li, Soifei Tevis is Begematria 101. So we have a Chachma Me'ayin Timatze, Me'ayin is 101, that's the Tosis Rid. We have 328 is Shachach, 227 is Zachar, that's the Kliyaka. The difference is 101, because from Shachach to Zachar, it's all about learning something 101 times. The Megala Mukah said, Ashrei Misha Bo Likan V'Talmudah Beyadei. Likan is Begematria 101. And the Chassam Sofer said, Mei Oivai Techakmeini Mitzvay Secha. If your Torah is going to be one more than Oivai, one more than Samach Mem, one more than 100, it's going to be 101. Ki Lo'oilam Hi Li. And Soifei Tevis, Mei Oivai Techakmeini Mitzvay Secha. Ki Lo'oilam Hi Li. Is exactly 101. And the truth is, that if you think about it, you find different shiurim of Chazara in different places in Chazal. The first Gemara that comes to mind is Erevin Nundalad Amid Beis, where the Gemara says a person has to learn something four times. We learn it from Moshe, Naharin, Nadav and Aviyu, Lazan Isamar, and Diskanim. But it's a concept of learning something four times. We had the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, and it's a Gemara in other places as well, that there's an inyan to learn something 40 times. Tanu Minei Arban Zimna, and it was literally munach bekise. You find the concept of 30 days. You find this idea. Where do you have it? We just had it in the Gemara Ma'ikotin, Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara said that Rav Ashi had a good relationship with the Malach HaMavis, and when the Malach HaMavis came to Rav Ashi, he wanted to take him away, so he told him, do me a favor, wait 30 days, I want to be able to chazer my learning. So there's a concept of chazering something for 30 days. Another place you find 30 days, I think, is by Mashav Ruach HaMari Dageshem. The same bracha, the same talamat of the bracha. If a person goes 30 days, so then there's a concept that we assume that there's already a hergel that you probably got it right. So there's something about inculcating something into you for 30 days. Stam Naziris is Lamed Yom. Ubachsa Avi Avi Imeh. Yerach Yomim, Chodesh El is 30 days, Kimavur, Besfar, Makdoshim. There's a concept of drilling something into your mind for 30 days. You have 101, right? Our Gemara. This concept of 101. There's another number that you find. There's a number 400. So where do you find 400? Rapreda. Also Gemara Erev and Nundalam Beis. Rav Rapreda had a Talmud and the Talmud couldn't chap it. And finally taught used to teach them 400 times and then he would chap it. And then one time he taught them 400 times and he still didn't chap it. And then he taught them another 400 times. But there would seem to be a remiss to the number 400. Chassam Soifa says in an art, Mishnah, the word Mishnah is Mem Shaneh. Chazara. Mem Shane. You're supposed to learn Chazar 40 times. Talmud, the Chassam Sofer said, is tough lemoid. Learn 400 times. So there's a remit to this concept of learning something 40 times. There's a remit to learning something 400 times. Remit to learning something 4 times. There's a remit to even 400. That seems to be. But the number that the Svarim come back to again and again and again is 101. 101 is very much related not just to Hasmada, but to Skula Lizikaron. And there's this idea that if a person will learn something 101 times, it's going to be Vachachma Me'ayin Timatze. That's the Ashrei Misha Bal Likan V'Talmudei Biyadai. A person that learns something 101 times, it's Kila Oilam Hili. It's something that he's going to have forever. It's going to go, it's going to take this person from Shachach to Zachar. That's the difference. The difference is Kuf Aleph. It's Me'apam V'Echot. That 101 times is this Skula Nifla. They say that Ramosha, we have to ask Rableni, but it said over there, Ramosha Feinstein finished Shas 101 times, times two. He learned it 202 times. But there's a tremendous makar to this in all the Svarim, that if a person, I mean, it's a tremendous undertaking, but if a person learns something 101 times, it's a tremendous school. But just to end, just to be Messiah, with one Chassam Sofer that I've been holding in for a little while, and that is, as it relates to Chazara, the Chassam Sofer says a davar nifla. He said, it's the middle of a shtickle, we're not going to go through the whole shtickle. But the point, the punchline that the Chassam Sofer says is that Chazara is very, very important. Ashrei misha balikan v'talmudei biyadei. But the Chassam Sofer says, that lulei de mistafina, he says, I think it's more vichtig for a person that's a Sinai, and it's less vichtig for a person that's an oikir harem. Sinai was a person that, what was his rechosh and taira? It's all his bekiyas, it's all his ideas. He knows so much. That person has to chazer again and again and again. Because Ashrei Misha Balakam Talmud Biyadei. But someone that's an oikar harim, he says it's less important. He says why? Because a person that's an oikar harim is usually going to ask a kasha that people are going to say over. He's going to be Maimit Talmidim Harbe. That's usually the Lamdin, who's a Rashiva, who's going to have Talmidim. He says, if a person has Talmidim that are saying over Torah in his name, Sifsoysov Doivavois Bekever. So what's the problem? The person's going to come up to Shemaim and he's not going to remember his learning. He's going to be standing in Shemaim, his lips are going to be moving. It's going to be Sifsoysov Doivavois Bekever. So it's Dafka, the person. That's the Sinai, said the Chassam Sofer, Ashrei Misha Balakam Talmud Biyadai. But someone that's Zoicho, that he has Talmidim Harbe, someone that's Zoicho, that people are saying over Shmu, I smi piv by the mazer, sif soif sif doivav is bekever by the mabo. And that person is not going to need it on the same. He's not saying he doesn't have to chazer. But the Chassam Sofer said that this inyan is more important for a person that in Shamayim he's going to be left with the Torah that he had. But somebody that learns Torah and he's maimit talmidim, so that person he has sif soif sif doivav is bekever. It's such a Chassam Sofer hergish. So when this person's in Shamayim, his lips are moving. He's chazering right now. Rav Kivega is saying over Rav Kivega's kashas, I can't talk. So Kivega has this of Sloyf Sadovi Vice Bekever. And as a result, he said that Oikaharim, it's not as Vichtis. So I was just thinking, just to wrap together some raid that we spoke about in the end of Masechtas Mai Katan. And that is, the Gemara says in Mai Katan Daf Chaf Chesem Alaf. We just mentioned the Gemara a few moments ago. And that is Rav Ashi had a relationship with the Malacham Avis. And the Malacham Avis came over to Rav Ashi. And he told Rav Ashi, all right, Yigiyaz Man, it's time. So Rav Ashi said, do me a favor, give me 30 days. Why? Because I need a chazer my learning. Because Ashrei Misha Balakan V'Tamuda Biyade. Rav Ashi felt that he had a chazer as learning. What's the pshat? The pshat is, we said, because the Gemara says that Rav Ashi went over to Bar Kippuk. He was the big saftan, and he told him, tell me, when it's my turn, what are you going to say? So he says, you know what I'm going to say when it's your turn? And he started giving this very, very moving hesped. He said, "Im barozim nafla shalheves." He said, if the fire was able to grab on and to the cedar. What are all the blades of grass supposed to say? If Rav Ashi, the cedar, was taken over, what should all the blades of grass say? Rav Ashi was an Eres. So we said, why was Rav Ashi an Eres? Because an Eres is Ein Eisa Peres. And the Gemara says in Makis Daf Yudam and Aleph, Simin, Ashi Lilmoid, and Ravina Lilamid. And that's why in the Gemara earlier, Ravina was compared to the Tamar. But that was all right that we spoke about. But the point is, Rav Ashi, who was Lilmoid, Rav Ashi, whose Iker was Tzlernin, not like Ravina, his counterpart, whose Iker was Lilamit. And that's why Rav Ashi was compared to the Erev. So Rav Ashi was very worried, what's going to be in Shemayim? Maybe he doesn't have the same Sif Soif Stoy Vois Bekever. So that's why the Gemara was Megalutas, Dafka by Rav Ashi. The Rav Ashi was the one who told the Malach HaMavis, he said, give me 30 days, I have to be able to chazam my learning. But either way, that's the aside of the Chazam Sofer, as it relates to Chazara. And what does it have to do with our Gemara? Because just like our Gemara said that Einu Doime Misha Shaina Pirkei Mei Apamim, the Misha Shaina Pirkei Mei Apamim the Echad, as it relates to level of dedication to Torah, but Mei the Echad is also a tremendous school of the Zikaron, as we mentioned with all the different Ramazim.